Track 26. Pet Listening. Part 2. You will hear part of a radio program about the Edinburgh International Festival. For each question, choose the correct letter A, B or C.
Good evening. Our arts program this week is entirely dedicated to the Edinburgh International Festival. To those who have never been to this extraordinary annual celebration of international artists, musicians and actors, I can only say go. It is an occasion not to be missed. So, what exactly is the Edinburgh International Festival? It is a three-week period in August in which Edinburgh welcomes the world to enjoy first-class music, theatre, opera and dance. Many of the most innovative and creative performers from countries as far apart as China and Iceland come to Scotland's capital city to present world premieres or reinterpretations of classical works. In this year's theatre festival, there are Shakespeare's plays acted in Russian, French and German, as well as an American production of Tennessee Williams' The Glass Menagerie, not to mention the many Scottish acting groups producing new plays and new artists. In the music festival, there are orchestras from all over the world: Italy, Australia, Germany, Sweden, France, Russia and South America. And international singers like Usain Dor. The music offer varies from opera and classical to folk and pop, something for everyone. Apart from the official international festival, there is so much more happening around Edinburgh at the same time. There's the famous Fringe, where little-known artists have a chance to show their talents. This is what appeals to most young people. The shows are much cheaper than in the official theatres and can take place anywhere: on the street, in church halls, in schools, and even on buses. All the actors are amateurs, giving their services free in return for an opportunity to appear in this famous city event. There's also a jazz festival, a cinema festival, and a fully booked writers' festival, where many of the best-known and most read authors of the day come to talk about their work and answer questions from their admirers. There's a children's festival too, with shows in the morning or the early afternoon. Most of them are aimed at interaction. It is an extraordinary time in Edinburgh when the streets are full of music or short acts and brief scenes advertising the longer plays. It is a truly interesting time and one to experience at least once in your lifetime. Or, if you're like me and many others who love live performances, to experience year after year.